Eve Corja Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How far to road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dave Acordia, the Fulcher Roiv, good the air, Clor Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Bollard, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. We've got quite a mixed bag, which is usual for this programme. And this week, well, we've got one or two favourites because, well, it's the beginning of the year and Christmas is behind us now, and a little bit of self-indulgence from Joe, as well as some requests we've got. And speaking of requests, first of all, before we play anything about requests, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email, and more people are doing just that. JoeBollard2@aircom.net. JoeBollard RD and a figure 2 at aircom. And do be careful how you spell aircom. It's EIRCOM.NET, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, a little apologies for the voice this week, because being Christmas and what have you, it's been, well, a little bit overworked. So I've a slight hoarseness this week. I'm a little hoarse. No, we won't go there. Right, okay. You can also contact me on Twitter. You can become one of my followers. Joe Blogs in Bray. All on word. JoeBloggsInBray. All joined together. Joe Blogs in Bray. Love to hear from you on Twitter. Now, okay, we're going to start with a lively one. It's from the Ardellis Cayley Band, and they're going to get our feet tapping. Thank you. I was waiting for a big ta-da at the end, but it didn't happen. It quite often does, but it didn't happen there. The Ardella Scaly Band playing a couple of jigs for us. Now, as I said earlier, Christmas is over, it's behind us, and this is the first Sounds Irish programme for 2015. In fact, it's January 2015, and over the last couple of weeks, I acquired a number of albums, well, two to be honest with you, of Christy Moore, because I mentioned on the programme that I hadn't got a great deal of Christy Moore material, and a very dear friend of mine sent me two albums. On the track of one of them is entitled January Man. Now, I remember this song because I think I played it the first programme on last year's Sounds Irish in 2014. Didn't the year go very quickly? Well, I think so anyway. But this is a clever song, sung for us here by Christy Moore, January Man.
The January man, he goes around in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his clothes and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still to watch the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and smiles at each newcomer. In July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks and being idle. The August man in thousands take the road to find the sun and watch the sea. September man is standing near to saddle up another year, and autumn is his bridal. The man of new October takes the rain, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and mist, and wind and rain and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. Again in coat and boots of leather, to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. January man is here at the start of each and every year. Along the road forever.
As I said, a clever little song, that one, from a very young sounding Christy Moore. Now we're going to Anne Breen. Now remember Anne Breen, we've been playing Anne Breen on and off over the last 6 months or so. And this time she's singing the praises of Achill Island over there in County Mayo. And this is a bit of country and Irish. And it's become very, very popular here in Ireland, country and Irish music. I've explained it to you before. Oh, one of our new listeners. Right. Okay. Well, country and Irish is, it does what it says on the tin. It's an Irish song sung to a country style. So have a listen to Anne Breen's country and Irish tribute to Achill Island. Breen there telling us all about the wonders and beauties of Achill Island, which is on the west coast of Ireland. But, well, I've got a little confession to make to you. I've been to Achill Island on a number of occasions, and whether it was just sheer coincidence, which I think it was, every time I went, it was a dreadful day. The wind was howling and the rain was lashing in from the Atlantic, and, well, it wasn't very pleasant. And that was even on one July day that I was in there. But nevertheless, it is a beautiful place. And that was Anne Breen's version telling us all about it. Now we're going to a ballad group. We're going to the father and mother of all ballad groups. Yes, you've guessed it, the Clancy Brothers. The Clancy Brothers need no introduction. So Well, I'm going to introduce them anyway, because here, let me tell you about the Clancy Brothers. They started it all. When I say they started it all, they started the ballad boom, as we had it in this country. Well, around the late 50s, people like the Weavers, Pete Seeger, and all those, and then Bob Dylan in the States, started singing folk music and contemporary folk music and what have you. We had the Clancy Brothers living in the US, and they did the same thing, but with Irish songs. And they appeared in Carnegie Hall on numerous occasions and got a full house all the time. And as a result of the popularity of the Clancy Brothers, well, the ballad scene took off here in Ireland. Here they're singing us a song telling us the story of the Wild Rover. Now, it sounds like an angry dog, doesn't it? But it's not. It's this guy goes wandering around the world and he goes into a pub and he wants... Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let the Clancy Brothers introduce it.
But you know, this is a song called I Never Will Play the Wild Rover No More. Do you know it? An old Australian song. It.
Can I join in?
Please do. Of course.
Anybody listening?
I've been a wild rover for many a year, and I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never.
One, two, three, four.
No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never, no more.
I went into an alehouse where I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as the Clancy's I can get any day.
And it's no, nay, never.
One, two, three, four.
No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never.
I took sovereigns bright.
Oh, you dirty
and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said, Liam, were only in jest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play.
My parents confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they'll caress me as oft times before, then I never will play the wild rover no more.
And it's no, nay, never.
Very young sounding Clancy Brothers there, and their, well, version of I Never Will Play the Wild Rover No More. Now, this is another early version. It's an early version of a Michael English song, and we're continuing in the same line because everybody's having a ball on this particular track. It's called Down in Loughlin's Bar. So I leave Michael English to tell you all about the carry-on that's taking place, dancing and Kayleys and everything, in Loughlin's Bar.
Kaylee, go plays his banjo bright. The crowd all dancing with delight. Down in Loughlin's bar, jigs and reels were flying past. Give us a waltz if it's not too fast. Sure, I don't think my feet will last. Down in Loughlin's bar, it's one step, two step, three step, four. All the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlaws mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four. The crowd were yelling out for more. The place was rocking, what a laugh. Down in Loughlin's bar. In the corner, Dolly sits, keeps an eye on husband Mick. You can bet your life she won't miss a trick. Down in Loughlin's bar. And Sally Kelly's at the door, making moves across the floor. Legs like hers not seen before. Down in Loughlin's bar. It's one step, two step, three step, four. All the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlaws mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four. The crowd were yelling out for more. The place was rocking, what a laugh. Down in Loughlin's bar. All the boys jump in the air, throwing shits like Fred Astaire. You never know who might be there. Down in Loughlin's bar. Well, now it's nearly 5 to 4. The guards are knocking on the door. The barman shouts, do you want one more? Down in Loughlin's bar. It's one step, two step, three step, four. All the girls are on the floor, swinging up and swinging back, driving all the outlaws mad. It's one step, two step, three step, four. The crowd were yelling out for more. The place was rocking, what a laugh. Down in Loughlin's bar.
Oh, all sorts of shenanigans going on down in Loughlin's bar with the dancing and what have you. Michael English there. Now, a few moments ago, I played the Clancy Brothers and I said that they were the founders of the ballad scene here in Ireland. Well, that's quite true. But another group that took up at the early stages and went on for 40, 50 years were the Dubliners. And on last week's programme, I played Dermot O'Brien's version, a very early version of his song, The Galway Shawl. Now, during the week, I got an email from a listener who listens here in Ireland, and she said, Joe, did you ever hear the Dubliners version of it? Well, I had a hunt round, and I discovered the Dubliners version of the Galway Shawl. This is the story of the man who met a girl near Oran Mór in the County Galway, a beautiful village. Once again, we're over in the west of Ireland, and he meets the girl. Now, this is a gentler version than the Dermot O'Brien version I played last week. A nice, quiet version from the Dubliners and the Galway Shawl. And I hope that Rose, who rang me during the week about this, enjoys it.
At Oran Mór in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. but she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet my father, and play to please him the foggy Jew." She sat me down beside the hearthstone. I could see her father. He was 6 feet tall, and soon her mother had the kettle singing. All I could think of was the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy Joe. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and tears welled in her eyes of blue. 'Twas early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. Said she, "Goodbye, sir." She cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, no none at all. But she wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
Now, I liked that, a relaxed version of the Galway shawl, far different from the version I played last week. I think Dermot O'Brien had two or three recordings of it. By the way, we'll be hearing Dermot O'Brien later on in the programme. Now we're coming to what I call a classic, because whenever people get together, particularly Irish people, we love to sing. We do. And this is a song that whenever we get together, somebody will stand up and sing. Now, I guarantee you may not be Irish, but you will have heard this song. And we're going down to County Kerry. If you remember, on the last one, we were in Oranmore in the County Galway. This time, we're going down to Kerry. And we're having the new Barleycorn from a live recording. And they're telling us the story of the Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain, the sun was declining beneath the blue sea. As I strayed with my love to the clear crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair, like the rose of the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair like the rose of the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, there was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee.
That's an amazing double album from the new Barleycorn. They play every type of song on it. Well worth listening to. Now, this is also well worth listening to because recently I received an album from a group called We Banjo 3. Now, they do everything possible with banjos. They play all sorts of suitable music for banjos, including Irish music and Cajun music, and they mix it all together, and they do wonderful things. Here, they're playing for us a song that we've all heard before. I think I did the High Kings version of it a couple of weeks ago. The Rocky Road to Dublin with the American Polka. We Banjo 3.